Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris.
Hey guys, hope everybody's feeling okay. We're posting a bonus meditation in the feed today to help everybody maintain their sanity levels. We've actually created a bunch of meditations for this time of pandemic, and you can find them. We're calling it our Coronavirus Sanity Guide. You can find it on our webpage at 10%.com. It's all free. It also all lives within the 10% Happier app. We'll be back on Monday with a fascinating conversation about romantic relationships while we're all on lockdown with the renowned couples therapist, Esther Perel. In the meantime, this guided meditation is from my friend and colleague, Matthew Hepburn, one of the amazing teachers on the 10% Happier app. And it's all about how to calm down your nervous system when it seems like the world is on fire. So here's Matthew.
Hi, this is Matthew. For the next few minutes, I'm going to guide you through a powerful combination of practices to help regulate the nervous system and reestablish calm, grounded well-being. You can do this wherever you like. Just let the body be natural in whatever place you're in. Take a deep breath and relax the shoulders. You can either let the eyelids relax closed, or you can rest your gaze on something steady, calming, and undistracting. Whichever you choose is fine. We'll begin with pursed lips breathing. Then we'll add in intentional calming. And finally, we'll include a meditation technique called loving kindness. To begin, take a gentle full in-breath through your nose. And when you let it out, purse your lips gently and steadily press the air out as if you were blowing bubbles through a drinking straw. This breathing technique has been shown to regulate and deepen the breath, oxygenating the blood and supporting the body's own natural stress relief response. Let's try it again. Take an easy, full in-breath through the nose. And when you're ready, purse your lips and gently, steadily let the out-breath pass through your pursed lips until all the breath is out of your lungs. Great. Continue for a few moments and find your own rhythm. Now we'll add in some intentional calming. This classical meditation technique involves repeating simple phrases on the in and out breath, which will help steady and balance the mind. On the next in and out breath, silently repeat the following. Breathing in, I calm the body. Breathing out, I calm the body. Breathing in, I calm the body. Breathing out, I calm the body. Next, we say the same for the mind. Breathing in, I calm the mind. Breathing out, I calm the mind. Breathing in, I calm the mind. Breathing out, I calm the mind. Don't worry if your breathing and my guidance get out of sync. Stick to your own rhythm of breathing and saying the phrases to yourself, and let the words of guidance come in however they're helpful. Try this at your own pace. Fleeting images or thoughts of worry, stress, or concern may come up. That's fine and totally natural. Just see if you can bring these phrases into the foreground and let those passing, fleeting impressions be in the background. Now that you can connect the phrases to the breath, we're going to try out two simple phrases from another meditation technique. On the next in-breath, let the mind gather around the phrase, "May I be safe and protected." And for the out-breath, the phrase, "May I be peaceful and at ease." Gently on the in-breath, may I be safe and protected. Letting go on the out-breath, may I be peaceful and at ease. Find your own rhythm. Gathering the mind around these simple phrases of friendliness. If you like, you can change the phrases, extending the good wishes to include all who come to mind. May we all be safe and protected. May we all be peaceful and at ease. including all who come to mind. Before we wrap up, take a moment to give yourself some honest thanks for making time to do this practice. The world needs more people who are willing to take this time. There are many people who would be grateful to know you did this practice. When you're ready, you can wiggle your fingers and toes. Shrug your shoulders up to your ears and let them drop with a sigh. Open your eyes if they were closed and become aware of the space around you. No matter how bad things get, you can always come back to this practice to find a little more peace of mind. Thanks, and see you next time.
If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
I'm Shimon Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest, and they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.